Hello and welcome to the PSPA podcast. I'm James Holden, PSPA's Community and Corporate Fundraising Manager. I'm here introducing episode 3 of the PSPA podcast. It's the first episode of 2024, which is the year that we turn 30. PSPA's CEO, Rebecca Packwood, joins me today to share some insight into how the charity has grown over the past 30 years and what we have in store for our anniversary. Hello.
Hi, James. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, and you. 2024 is quite a big milestone, a big milestone year for PSPA. Can you tell us a bit about why marking the 30th anniversary is so important?
Yes, James, I'd really love to. I mean, it's in the build up for this anniversary, it's been a time for reflection for us, really to think about how far we've come, but only as a precursor to how far we want to go and what we want to achieve. But for me, it's really marking the 30th birthday is about a building block for the future. And I've been struck a lot by thinking about if you're 30 this year, when PSPA turns 30, what will be different if you get a diagnosis of PSP or CBD in another 30 years time? What do we need to do now that's actually going to create a better future for the current generation of 30 somethings? If they get PSP and CBD. But that said, it's also a really important year to honour the amazing job that Michael Coe did in setting up the charity in memory of Sarah, his wife, who died of PSP 30 years ago. And so many people have received support and help in those 30 years. And without Michael, none of that would have happened. People with PSP and CBD would have been even more isolated than they are now.
What do you feel are some of the key highlights from across the 30 years of the charity?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably three areas that I'd highlight. I mean, I think the first sort of relates to the point I made about the impact of Michael's work, that creating a network of services that provide people with support and information and that connect them to other people living with these conditions. It's a real, if you get a rare condition, one of the hard things is the intense feeling of isolation. You might never have heard of the condition. You don't know anybody else that's had it. So through our local support groups or our link volunteer service, or the fact that you can ring a helpline care navigator or a volunteer on the helpline, people get that support. And without Michael's drive and determination, those connections wouldn't have been made. So I think those services are, you know, a really important thing. And we continue to try and innovate and develop new things. PSPA's contribution to the research landscape would be my second area, and that's been critical. We've funded three fellows. That's bringing, you know, people into a career in neurological research, creating those stars for the future. We've funded a range of studies. I think most notably Prospect, which is the largest study into PSP and CBD in the world, and we put around 1.3 million into that, and that's started to get us nearer to biomarkers and all sorts of understanding about the brain and what happens with PSP and CBD. So really important. And I think my third thing would be, it's sort of impossible not to mention in the last 30 years, the big PSPA family that's been created. Some amazing fundraising efforts, incredible volunteers that provide thousands of hours of support to run support groups or raise awareness and educate people and so much more. So I think those three things sit as a kind of a beacons of success and hope, really, for the charity.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. And I think the time I've been here, the level of fundraising and support we get is outstanding. So what are we going to do during 2024 to mark the anniversary?
Good question. We've got lots of things in plan, but lots of things not a good enough description, really. What are we actually going to do? Well, first of all, we're building on our Walk of Hope, which we've run for the last 2 years, but we want that really to become a national event this year. And we've been really lucky to secure a donor who's agreed to match fund our efforts with the walks, up to the tune of £30,000. So that means well, everyone needs to get walking for a start. It's a very generous offer. Ultimately, it means if our supporters can raise £30,000 through their Walks of Hope, we will get that money doubled and have £60,000 next year. Personally, I've signed up to do the Thames Walk Ultra, so I'll be walking 100 kilometres in 2 days in September, or trying to walk 100 kilometres in 2 days. If anyone wants to join me, it'd be great to have some company from some other PSPA supporters. But off walking, we've putting together a celebration wall so you can mark a special date. It might be somebody's birthday, it might be the day a loved one passed away, all sorts of things, but that's a chance for us to look back on that. We'll be running our awards program again. That's a reviewed and sort of smaller list, and we'll perhaps talk a bit more about that in a moment. But really importantly, we've got our big theme, which is our 30 for 30 campaign. But you're leading on that, James, so perhaps you would be better to talk about 30 for 30 than I am.
Absolutely, yeah. As you say, it's a brand new campaign we're launching this year called 30 for 30. It's going to premiere at a launch party in the spring, but it was thought up by a wonderful, wonderful supporter called Kelly Hooper, who's done a varied activity for us over the years. She's already run the London Marathon for us and got us involved with some corporate support. And this year, she's decided she wants to do 30 separate fundraising challenges in the year. To kind of commemorate the 30 years. And the idea being it's a varied challenge with lots of different activities to keep it fresh and interesting. She's going to speak about this at the launch, and she's going to hopefully inspire others to do the same so they can challenge themselves to do one or more of her fundraising challenges throughout the year as kind of individual or group challenges. And it could be anything. We will finalize a list, myself and Kelly, which we're quite excited about doing. But the idea is you could do basically anything with a 30 involved. So a 30-day challenge, or host a 30-hour non-stop event, or invite 30 people to participate in a bake-off or a mass walk. The possibilities are great, and it's individual and it's varied, and it all ties into raising this awareness for our anniversary year, which is very exciting.
That sounds great, James. Perhaps I could only have walked 30 kilometres rather than 100
Yeah,
kilometres. A little bit
absolutely.
off message, but hopefully the
Above and
extra
beyond.
kilometres will bring more money.
Absolutely. And there will be many ways to get involved as the year goes on. In due course, we'll be announcing web pages and social media to support this activity. We're going to have a poster of the 30 activities to get involved with. So keep an eye out, keep your eyes peeled for activity across our pages for this exciting activity.
So more in the sort of the first edition of PSPA Matters
Yeah, hopefully some
this year.
teasers. And then, yeah, we'll be launching it much wider than that. And there's a whole year to get involved. So we want this to be something that runs right through our anniversary year. You mentioned one of the activities was bringing back the PSPA awards, this time around the 30th anniversary awards. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
So we first ran awards in 2021. We had quite a big list of awards then. We've talked to a focus group. We've streamlined those down to six categories. And it's really about us wanting to honour and mark the amazing contribution that people make from their role, perhaps as a carer. And we know every carer works with dedication, but people may want to nominate one of their carers for a special awards, the best fundraising efforts, the best volunteer. So an opportunity to say thank you and have a little bit of a competition, but a chance for people to nominate people.
That sounds like a great initiative. So, who can nominate someone for the awards and how?
Well, anyone can nominate anyone. That's completely free. There is information in the first edition of PSPA Matters for 2024. And also, you can find information on the website. And the deadline for nominations will be the end of our awareness week, which will be the last day of the awareness week, is the 23rd of June. So lots of time to think about it, but don't miss the deadline. If you've got someone you wish to say thank you for everything you've done as a carer or a volunteer or whatever, get your nominations in now.
Great. And I assume there'll be information up on our website, PSPAssociation.org.uk as well. That certainly is a great way to help celebrate the families affected by PSP and CBD and how they help PSPA. Let's hope we get lots of nominations. We've talked a lot about the 30th anniversary activities. What else can people expect from PSPA in 2024?
Lots. I think it's the simple answer to that. I mean, we're quite a small staff team, but I really think we've set our challenges for next year. We want the birthday year to be a step change in what we're doing. So first of all, we've been involved in creating a new style programme called Inside Neurology, Our Unique Brain. The programme launches very soon on the 10th of January. It's a great awareness opportunity. It'll shine a light on PSP and CBD, the symptoms, diagnosis, and the sort of care that is needed as well that doesn't currently exist. We want everybody to help us spread the word, sharing the links to the programme. People can find those on our website and our social media channels. We need more and more people to know about PSP and CBD. We know that's one of the challenges for us. So that's a good kickoff to the year. We've then got two new services, thanks to funding from the National Lottery. Those will focus on mental and physical health for people with PSP and CBD. So run in partnership with two other organisations, but a counselling service and online exercises with specialist neurophysios. We're also investing in policy and influencing work with a dedicated member of staff. We know it's an area in which we've needed to make improvements. And if we want to, especially want to speed up diagnosis, that we need to be better at awareness. So that's a commitment around investment. There'll be four themed issues of PSPA Matters this year. We've increased our spending on research grants by 40%. So we'll be managing 9 grants. And we're going to have more in-person events. It's been really nice getting back to in-person events in 2023. There's going to be an extra one this year, an extra friends and family day, one in the north, one in the south. So it'd be good to see people face to face again. But we've also set ourselves the challenge of increasing our income by 12%. So the fundraising team are going to be busy, along with everybody else, at delivering new services, increased research investment, etc. So big year.
No pressure then. That is a lot, as you say. So the ITN film launched on the 10th of January. But it's still available to view on the ITN Hub. If you're not sure how to get there, head over to the PSPA website and the full details will be on there. And once you've watched the film, if you could help us spread the word by sharing the film with friends and family and colleagues, that'd be wonderful. Post it on your social media pages or email it across to people. The more people can see this film, the better. It's a really great tool for helping people understand what PSP and CBD are, as well as how they can impact family life. I think that's probably enough of us today, Rebecca. Thank you so much for your time.
Perhaps
2024.
James, we should come back at the end of the year and listen to this and see if we can update on where we've got.
See what we've achieved.
Yeah,
celebrate. Look at how you know how many blisters you got from your walk.
Yeah,
all of those things. Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a really busy year and a great opportunity for continuing our really important awareness raising. So
definitely.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.